Are we seeing a color revolution in, of all places, Israel? That's right. Well, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's son has directly now accused the Biden administration of meddling, being behind the scenes of the mass protests against the judicial process and the judicial reform that his country and his government have been pushing. The Biden administration meddling in other countries? No, it can't be. Dan Cohen, Washington correspondent for Redacted, who's covered Israel for many, many years, is here with the latest on this. So, Dan, meddling from the Biden administration in Israel? Wow.
Well, it's pretty remarkable to see this happening in, you know, what is ostensibly the U.S.'s top ally in maybe the world, at least the Middle East. And really, I think, is a story about the U.S. trying to maintain what it calls the special relationship with Israel and keep a certain political element in power in Israel. So I want to give our viewers some background so they can understand this story. So in January, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu comes to power again, and this time with the most extreme right-wing coalition that Israel has ever seen, including his public security minister, a guy named Itamar Ben-Gvir, who we've spoken about before. He is a what they call a Kahanist, a follower of the late Rabbi Meir Kahana, who's basically, they have the ideology of like ISIS, but Israeli, Jewish style. So that is the element that Netanyahu is kind of made common cause with in order to get into power. And that political sector wants to get rid of the Supreme Court in Israel. The right in Israel essentially wants to get rid of the Supreme Court because it views it as holding back its agenda. And Netanyahu has agreed to carry out a series of, to pass a series of laws that would weaken the Supreme Court and put more power in the legislature, in Netanyahu's coalition. So this, since January, there have been massive protests against this judicial reform, judicial overhaul. And it got to a point where earlier this month, the Biden administration, specifically Biden, put out a statement calling for some kind of compromise between the protesters and the Netanyahu government and saying that these judicial reforms are fundamentally anti-democratic. That sort of fell on deaf ears. The protests grew, and Biden put out an even stronger statement that coincided with the largest protests they've seen. This was on March 28th. Take a listen to what Biden said.
Like many strong supporters of Israel, I'm very concerned. And I'm concerned that they get this straight. They cannot continue on this road. And I've sort of made that clear. Hopefully, the Prime Minister will act in a way that he's going to try to work out some genuine compromise. But that remains to be seen.
So at that point, after that statement from Biden and these enormous protests and the threat of a general strike, Netanyahu put the judicial overhaul on hold, said, okay, we're going to table this and work something out. But at the same time, he sent out a message on Twitter taking a shot at Biden, and he said, Israel is a sovereign country which makes its decisions by the will of its people and not based on pressures from abroad, including the best of friends. So Netanyahu throwing some shade at Biden there. And remember, Netanyahu was caught years before in the early 2000s saying he is the most qualified Israeli politician to be the prime minister because he is so skilled, adept at manipulating the United States. And so he thinks that the United States should be subservient to Israel, where, of course, you know, the United States wants Israel to serve its interests, which is why it pours so much money into Israel every year, $3.8 billion. So Netanyahu's statement was followed by another from Itamar Ben-Gvir, the public security minister, where he says, we are not another star on the American flag. So again, pushing back against the Biden administration from these top Israeli officials. So when Netanyahu put this judicial overhaul on hold, he had to give something to his coalition, to the most right-wing members of his party. So what he agreed to is the creation of what they're calling a National Guard that is overseen by Itamar Ben-Gvir. Now, Ben-Gvir, again, he's one of the most extreme figures in Israeli society, wants to expel every last Palestinian, get rid of churches, get rid of mosques, and have only Jews in Israel. That is the ideology that he promotes. So his movement has tons of young, you know, what you could compare to hooligans who go out in the streets and beat Palestinians. Most famously, they rampaged through cities where there are Palestinian populations in May of 2021 during the Israeli war on Gaza. They dragged a Palestinian from his car and beat him within a breath of his life. And that was actually broadcast on national television. Similarly, those mobs just a couple of nights ago tried to lynch a Palestinian taxi driver. So it's these kinds of mobs that will be formalized into a National Guard. That is Netanyahu's giveaway, his compromise with his backers. So the big question about U.S. involvement in these protests, well, the Israeli right, as you said, Clayton, including Benjamin Netanyahu's son, Yair, have accused the U.S., the Biden administration, of orchestrating a color revolution, and there appears to be some real truth to that. A group at the center of these protests is called the Movement for Quality Government, and it is funded in part by the U.S. State Department. It's not a huge amount of money, but it does show that there is foreign involvement from the United States and that it shows where the U.S. government stands. There's also a clip going around on pro-Netanyahu, pro-judicial reform Twitter of former Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who's from a sort of more liberal wing of Israeli politics, closely tied with the Clintons, was a guest of Jeffrey Epstein, so kind of that milieu. And he says that Netanyahu is actually carrying out a regime change in Israel using the tools of democracy, and that the protesters are the counter-revolution. Listen to this.
So it's a clash. These top-down regime change using the tools, the legal tools of democracy, facing a counter-revolution from bottom up. And we will win, I'm confident of it, because I know our people, and we have even empirical evidence for this.
So Ehud Barak, again, says that Netanyahu and his ilk are using the tools of democracy to impose this regime change, to get rid, essentially weaken the Supreme Court, and that necessitates this kind of foreign-funded, he doesn't admit it, but upswell, that he uses the 3.5% language, that you have to get 3.5%, which is basically taken directly from the ideas of Gene Sharp, who is the father of color revolutions. He came up with the whole idea of how the U.S. would carry out color revolutions in Eastern Europe after the collapse of the Soviet Union. And he is, his kind of ideology, his ideas about how nonviolent protest can be used to overthrow governments have been incredibly successful and used by the U.S. all over the world. And now it appears that's what's being used in Israel. So there's another layer I want to talk about here, another sort of layer of complexity. The fact that American oligarchs have also funded Netanyahu and the settler movement, the hard right movement that he's kind of in bed with. But the difference, I think the key thing here is that the United States on one hand and these American oligarchs want to fund those groups to kind of carry out the project in Israel, to go build settlements, to get rid of Palestinians from Jerusalem. They don't want them to take ultimate power, to be in the sort of the top of the heap of the political spectrum, because the special relationship between Israel and the United States relies on the image that Israel is a democracy, and that therefore we must support it because it's in this tough neighborhood surrounded by enemies. And in order to maintain that, well, you can't weaken the Supreme Court and have huge masses of liberals coming out to protest against the government. So I think that's why the U.S. is fundamentally getting involved here, to kind of keep the most hard right elements on the margins a little bit, not be able to have total power in Israel.
Well, given the accusations of a color revolution, regime change, that's what this is. What is the geopolitical angle here that the Israelis are accusing the Biden administration of? They want the Netanyahu government dissolved, gone, him out of power. Is that the ultimate goal?
I think the U.S. government is perfectly happy with Netanyahu as long as he stays within certain confines, and bringing these super overtly extreme elements into power who fundamentally don't have that, you know, it's a very small amount of difference in policy. I mean, they want regular wars on Gaza. They want to, you know, completely demolish it, just like the liberals do. I mean, Ehud Barak oversaw horrible wars against Palestinians and oversaw the occupation. But the key thing I think to understand here is that the U.S. wants to maintain Israel for its own benefit. So, meaning a weapon against Iran and a weapon against Hezbollah in Lebanon, especially as the U.S. is kind of losing its influence throughout the region as China is stepping in, working out diplomatic deals between Iran and Saudi Arabia, between Syria and the UAE. So where China is putting out fires, the U.S. sees, wait a minute, we can't, you know, have Israel kind of, you know, go off the rails. We need it to maintain this image so we can continue to support it and keep our influence in the region, and especially as the threat, you know, as the likelihood of a war against Iran increases, which there's not a lot of daylight between Netanyahu and the Biden administration on that.
Well, of course, the United States funnels billions of dollars to Israel on a regular basis in the form of weapons and aid on a regular basis. So it would make sense that Israel should be doing their bidding, right? That's kind of the relationship, it seems. Like, we give you this money, we give you these weapons, and then you fall in line with what we want, are driving our Middle East policy. You are the tip of the spear. You're the cudgel for us in the Middle East, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, that money obviously comes with strings attached. So when in moments like this, there's some kind of daylight and that the U.S. sees there is a threat to the special relationship, that the sort of order in Israel that you have, you know, more liberal elements running the show and the kind of hard right wing elements kind of more on the periphery, then it's time to, you know, have some kind of intervention.
Well, we'll see what happens with this government. We'll see what this judicial reform looks like, if it's on hold or if it moves forward. Dan Cohen, who's been covering Israel for us, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, Dan.
Thanks, Clayton.
Today's episode is brought to you by Nugenix. Hey guys, if you feel like it's harder to get in shape and stay in shape, our sponsor at Nugenix Total T is offering a complimentary bottle when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword redacted. So if you're getting older, your body's changing a little bit, maybe you're getting a bit of a dad bod, feeling a little less like your old self. I know when I wake up, I'm a little creaky, just feeling sluggish. If you don't have time to work out, but you wanted the energy and the body that you once had, you know, Nugenix is amazing, helps you feel revived and start to work out like you used to, feel re-energized, and it's amazing. So, you know, again, if you wanted to get feeling like you are top notch once again in your life and you want more energy to counter the negative physical effects of aging, Nugenix Total T testosterone booster with Testofen will help you turn back the clock, re-energize your workouts, get you better results at the gym, help you look and feel great like the man that you really want to be. Nugenix Total T contains man-boosting ingredients like Testofen. It's been validated in 5 clinical studies shown to boost free testosterone levels in men. Because Nugenix Total T boosts the essential free and total testosterone levels that the aging process robs you of, you're going to feel stronger, leaner, with more energy and drive, and more passion too. Your partner will notice the difference. While every product professes quality, many other products use generic ingredients that are often far less than clinical grade. And with NuGenix Total T, you get the same clinical potency levels used in the trials. And NuGenix formulation is backed by 10 years of science and research. NuGenix Total T is the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. All right, guys, now get your complimentary bottle of NuGenix Total T when you text 231-231. Enter the keyword redacted. Text now and get a bottle of NuGenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back in shape fast, absolutely free. Again, text 231-231, enter the keyword redacted. Text 231-231, enter the keyword redacted. Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages, consent not required to purchase, message and data rates may apply.